Wow, look at that one.
That's like a boomerang.
Eight-year-old Marin Burt whiles away a bright, hot afternoon, launching paper airplanes off the back deck.
Oh my God.
That's her poppy in the background. Her nana's nearby, too, and Marin's been seeing a lot of them this summer. Here's her very favorite thing to do with her grandparents.
Probably play dominoes at their house. And I'm really happy that they moved here.
Here is Harrisonburg, home to Pappy and Nana, known to the rest of us as Bruce and Neva Stambaugh, since May 2016.
We moved here from Millersburg, Ohio, right in the middle of Amish country, and we lived there all of our adult lives.
So, why the change?
Well, a lot of people asked us that question, and the answer is simply our grandkids.
The Stambaughs have three grandchildren, Marin and her two brothers. Even though they often made the six-hour drive from Ohio, now they can play much more regular roles in the kids' lives.
We like the spontaneous things, too, of, oh, can you pick up Evan from baseball practice or take one of them to the dentist? You know, it seems incidental, but those things are really important because at this point in our lives, that really becomes our mission.
We usually think of Harrisonburg as a college town, but its incoming grandparent class is pretty big, too.
I'm Sharon Showalter, and I moved to Harrisonburg when we retired, mostly because our children and grandchildren are here.
There are at least four families on our street that have moved back to be closer to their children and grandchildren.
That's her husband, Dennis, across the kitchen table. The Showalters went to college here, then moved away for 40 years before family pulled them back as well.
We wanted to be a support to our kids. So spur-of-the-moment babysitting, if a child is sick and they can't go to school or daycare, we can be there. So there was a lot of an intentional purpose in coming back to help support the kids during this stage in their life.
The Census Bureau estimates that about 700 people 55 and older moved to Harrisonburg between 2012 and 2016. That's approaching 10% of its total 55 and over population, on the high end for cities in the region.
I would say in the course of a year, I probably talked to a half a dozen folks that are coming here specifically in retirement to be close to their children and grandchildren.
Jane Slabaugh, a realtor with the Funkhauser Real Estate Group, has been selling homes here for more than 30 years. Last year, about a fifth of her buyers fit this moving grandparent mold, attracted both by family and the area's other perks.
It's always eye-opening when I have somebody in my car and they're oohing and aahing at the scenery across the valley and over to the mountains. And I have to sort of pause and go, oh yeah, I live with this every day.
Harrisonburg has the feel of a small town, but the benefits of a larger city with all the things that you can take part
the,
in.
The mountains here, we really enjoy.
I enjoy birding, photography. I can do all of those here.
The mixing of generations.
The people are very friendly. The culture is incredible. There's lots of history.
We do have a lot more diversity here. It's fun being part of the different cultures here.
And it's just a beautiful area.
Share like this and see what happens.
Add a few grandkids to the mix, and it's hard to stay away.
Well, you could play for the Browns.
Even though we had to sever some regular contacts with people that we know and love, it really feels good at this point in your life to kind of start over and refocus. And once you get out of those previous routines, you discover that there is a lot of life left to explore. And it's really fun to do that with your grandkids.
For WMRA News, I'm Andrew Jenner.